Joining us now on the line is a very good friend of the program, the sports professor Rick Caro, who joins us each and every week during our sports business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. Rick, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you.
You're blasting through.
Perfectly.
Wow, all right. That's great. Should I speak louder? Or are we all right?
Now you're good. You're good.
That?
Good.
Well, let's get to it because we only got about 9 minutes with you, and I got a slew of topics. As always, you have over-delivered with your weekly email, and we've got a bunch of stuff to talk about. First of all...
How about first of all, my daughter's getting married at my house today, and I'm looking at the radar, somebody needs to do a reverse rain dance. Everybody in the listening area, put on your feathers and don't jump up and down.
I don't know if that's going to happen, Rick. It looks nasty.
Yeah, I'm looking at the radar right now. Well, how do you make a decision about a wedding that's at 5:30 in the summer thunderstorm pattern of South Florida?
Well,
what you don't do is ask the weatherman, I'll tell you that.
Now, do you have a contingency plan?
Yes.
Okay, so because I know your house up there in Jupiter is palatial, so you could host 300 guests inside that mansion.
Oh, have you been there, Russ?
I haven't been there yet.
Rooney hasn't gotten it. We got up to the queues in the invitation list. We're moving it to the Superdome. We're flying everybody up to New Orleans.
Well, congratulations on your daughter's big day. That's fabulous.
Congratulations to you, Rick.
Yeah,
that's
a
big moment
older.
In your life.
We're all getting older. Thank you.
Well, today it's a big moment in Indianapolis as well, as the Indy 500 turns 100. It's a big day for IndyCar racing, but the bad news for the IRL is that sports fans were polled, and only 4% said that they were big-time IndyCar fans, and there's more than five times that amount that are NASCAR fans.
Yeah. Well, it's bad news for Indy, but you got to look at the big picture. 3 years ago, there was a huge feud that threatened to kill all of this Formula One type, open wheel type racing. The drivers against the Tony George Hallman family, the owners of the Indy 500 track, in two separate race series. Now there's one. And like it or not, the one is carried largely on the backs of Danica Patrick. So when you think about it, she had $15 million of brand exposure for her sponsors last year, but she finished 22nd. So if she wins, who knows what the potential is going to be. Everybody's talking about her in the same breath as Tiger, but guess what? Tiger's won 76 worldwide golf tournaments, and she's won one race. So she's got a lot of work to do.
Rick, you know, one of the things, I'm not a big IndyCar fan either, and you know, mainly because my kids really like NASCAR. Is it because Indy, you know, is predominantly really a worldwide type sport versus NASCAR, which most of the races take place here in the U.S.?
Well, you know, we can say that we like our sports that are homegrown. We like our football compared to worldwide soccer. We like our NASCAR compared to Formula One. That seems to be too simplistic, but it may be that we just don't like sports that have been around longer than we have, or that were invented or created off our shores. Whatever it is, let's see what the ratings are with ABC, and it'll be interesting to track the 1 o'clock start from later on in the afternoon, depending on where Danica Patrick is in the race field.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and joined on the line by the sports professor, Rick Caro. He is, of course, the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him each week on both CNN and ESPN, and you can listen to him right here in this very time slot with us during our sports business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. And, Rick, we've been seeing some great... I mean, I've been glued to the television for these first five games of the conference finals. In the West, the Lakers take a 2-1 lead over the Nuggets last night. Game three of the Eastern Finals is tonight, and LeBron James had that phenomenal game-winning three-pointer on Friday night. And we're poised to see a matchup of the two biggest names in the NBA. Now, we're fresh off seeing that in the NHL just a couple of weeks ago with Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin, and that matchup led to record ratings for the NHL. And now we could see the same thing in the NBA Finals with Kobe and LeBron. And for my money, I'm thinking back to past NBA finals, and I think it's been, I would say, 16 years since we've seen a matchup of such huge, transcendent personalities in the NBA finals, and I'm referring to 1993, Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley, and that was the last time that back-to-back MVPs, Barkley won the MVP that year, and Jordan won it in 92, met in the NBA finals, and we've got the same thing possibly in the NBA this year.
I can't wait. Hedo Turkoglu and the Birdman. Oh, sorry. It's the wrong matchup. Well, look, it's going to be a fantastic finals no matter what. I'm serious about that, and I know people don't believe it. But if the Magic really does match up well against the Cavaliers, LeBron James is otherworldly, and his $26 million a year in endorsements trumps the Kobe Bryant $16 million a year in endorsements. And the bottom line is the NBA is the one that's successful. But just look back on the playoffs. That Bulls-Celtics series, neither team still in, was the most incredible series I can ever remember. I wish it was later on in the playoff round. And look at this one. And look at last week's, the Game 7s. I know the Heat fizzled in their Game 7, but you've had many others. So David Stern should be very, very happy, not only from a fan perspective, but from a business perspective as well.
All right, Rick, I got a good one for you here. This past week, Sports Illustrated released its list of best and worst owners in each sport. Pittsburgh number 2, by the way. But coming in tied for DFL, Miami and the California Bay Area at minus. They did a point thing. They had minus points in this thing. I mean, you know, obviously you got to take into consideration all the ownership. And while one team might have a successful, one particular team might be successful, it could be dragged down by the other teams. But, you know, what are your thoughts on Miami being tied for last in this list?
Well, we've got four teams. We've got our stadium situations more or less resolved. But the whole Super Bowl, as it relates to more money to improve Landshark/Dolphin Stadium, will be an open chapter through the fall and winter, to be sure. But we have our teams, they ain't going anywhere, even though your hockey team could be better. We've got on-field performance issues. The Marlins are going south on the field. But when you think about a fan and what he has today in South Florida compared to 10, 15, 20 years ago, it doesn't really matter what Sports Illustrated or anybody else ranks as far as owners are concerned. We have a great sports situation here, and it's only getting better. You know, we, at the time, we're kind of tied with Phoenix from having no franchises to an expanded or relocated NFL one that then bridged the gap to others. We have four. They have four. But when you pick up the papers, you know, the Suns didn't make the playoffs. They have troubles. And look at the Coyotes. They every day they're in the papers about are they going to Hamilton? Are they going to Winnipeg? So we have a lot to be thankful for here.
He is the sports professor, Rick Haro. He joins us each and every week during our sports, business, and law segment that is brought to you by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But Rick is an attorney. He's the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him on your television in living color each and every week on both CNN and ESPN and listen to him right here with us every Sunday morning. Rick, thank you so much for your time. Get to the wedding because, you know, time is ticking here. Your daughter's getting hitched in a couple of hours.
I just got to go outside. That's pretty easy. But let's all do some anti-rain dances, and we'll see you next week.
Have you started drinking yet, Rick?
Early and often.
All right. There he is, Rick Haro, who has probably the biggest day in his life here with his oldest daughter getting married later on today at his palatial estate in Jupiter on the Loxahatchee River.